Fantastic. So there we go. That is the sound of Joanna Kino, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And that is Lush, taken from your album, debut album, Breaking Habits.
Yay.
Yay. So welcome. Welcome to Girls School.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel very privileged to be on the show.
Yeah. It's awesome to have you up here. Now, you are actually a nominee of the fabulous RDU Magnet Awards.
Yes.
Yeah. With your track, Breaking Habits. So welcome. And so tell me a little bit about yourself. And
I was born in Christchurch and raised all over the South Island in Australia.
Wicked. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. And what sort of brings, what brought you to like to music and creating and?
Oh, well, Breaking Habits is about pretty much breaking habits.
Yeah.
And it all derived from a breakup.
Yeah, which is pretty painful at the time, but it can actually produce some great creativity.
Yeah, great for making that album. I thank both my exes for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, just around like for Christchurch City, like, so you've been playing out quite a lot live as well.
Yeah.
And on the festival circuit for summer.
Yeah. I can't wait for summer festivals.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is incoming, isn't it? And also, given COVID and our borders are closed. So, I mean, I think that, it's a real good opportunity for New Zealand artists.
It is a massively good opportunity. I love it.
Yeah. So you were just saying before you've done quite a few like festivals, in terms of Waiheke was Island, was it?
Waiheke Island in January. That was amazing.
Yeah. So, Waiheke Island. Imagine being here right now. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, exquisite. 2020. That's awesome.
Yeah. And but you've got a few other events coming up in terms of like the festival circuit.
Yes, hopefully going to be jumping into the music festival in Blenheim in January. If not with my own set, with my other friends from Blenheim who have an established band, and I'll be singing harmonies and chuck a couple of songs in there like Lush and Breaking Habits and sing it with a live band.
Yeah, because it's absolutely fucking amazing sounding album. Like, and you were just saying that you've actually only been in music for like a year.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Nearly a year. I started recording in May last year and recorded the whole album, then dropped it on Friday 13th in December last year. And from there, it's just gone, oof.
Yeah. And what do you do like in terms of like the writing process and like, how did you come to the point of only being in like music for a year? And obviously, you know, you've got an amazing talent for it. And then you thought, so what was that process to get from just starting up in music and then getting having a debut album?
Well, I've got a lot of friends in the music industry. I attended the Ngāmata Waka course back in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah,
and graduated, and pretty much everyone that I graduated with are carried on making music. So someone who graduated on course with me was Zach Harding, shout out to Infectious, who made every single beat on that album. I have three video clips, two of which were made by Solomona, aka Oblique, and he's from a group called Ugly Side. And for all those years, I was following all my friends around, staying connected to everyone in the music industry and, you know, making my face seen. So when I decided to actually jump back into the music industry, they were like, thank God you're here. We've got all these beats for you. We've got all these opportunities for you. Come with us. Let's go. And yeah, so I started recording May 2019 in Riccarton up at the Guest Room with Adam Hogan, and I recorded my whole album with him, and he mixed and mastered every single song, and yeah.
Excellent, and he did a good job. He did an amazing job.
He's awesome. The best.
Yeah, shout out to
Adam Hogan.
Yeah, Loho Studios. Yeah, nice, awesome stars. So with the Magnet Awards, so now people can vote. So you just need to go to the RDU website and your track is up there. With the other 11 finalists as well for RDU, the Roundup League. So, yeah, that's just rdu.org.nz. I think voting closes like November the 29th. Yeah, so just a little bit of time, but get into it. Anyway, tell me about like, so Christchurch is an interesting city, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Christchurch. Christchurch is my city.
Yeah. Oh, it's Tahi. Yeah.
Oh, free.
Yeah. So tell me about your live experience here as well, like playing live. And do you have any favourite spots particularly?
Oh, well, I have to say shout outs to bloody Pierside. Yeah. Pierside Cafe. Yeah, I've done two shows there. Excellent. And my sisters in Seoul. The first one was just Sisters and Soul, and it was me, a girl called Jazz Patterson, and Georgia Harmon. And they're pretty girls on stage with guitars. Yeah. And then they go first, then I go last, and drying the place out with massive 808s and loud singing.
Yeah, wicked. So that's some New Brightoners.
Yeah,
and
New Brighton.
And that's where you reside as well?
Like, No. I'm on the east side. I used to live in Brighton just before the earthquakes. We bought a house, and then the earthquakes happened, and then...
Yeah. But you know, we've sort of come up. Have you been in sort of enjoying like the sort of the new things that are happening and
I love it. I love it. The revival of Christchurch is going along very well. I like it.
yeah. There's lots of sort of art and stuff happening, isn't there?
Yeah, so definitely. Cool. How they've across the road there, they've got all those buildings that are popping up, and they still look like old school Christchurch. Pretty sure they're made from the actual buildings.
Yeah, so it's like faces, and then they've built in behind them.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
And lower
it's awesome.
High Street. Yeah. No, it's cool. Excellent. So what next for you, Joanna? Of course, we've got the Magnet Awards. Will you be attending on the night?
I hope? Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring my producer and my videographer if they're able. They've got children. We've all got children. Yeah.
Yes, you have three children.
Yes, I have three children.
Oh my God, they must keep you busy. What age are they?
Definitely. Two. I've got a girl called Anya. She's two, and two boys, and they're 8 and 10, and their names are Mana and Tama.
Oh, cool. And where are they tonight?
They're at my sons are going to jiu-jitsu with their father, and my daughter's at home with my awesome flatmate, Bradley. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Shouts out to...
Yeah, shout out, Bradley.
Kids. Yeah, nice. Awesome. So what is the next, the next live show for you at the moment?
Hopefully to get the music festival in on the 19th, I think. No. 9th of January in Marlborough Sounds. Yeah.
Marlborough Sounds. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
With
Trinity Roots.
Crew. Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah, no, that'd be wicked. And so, and what about in terms of, your second album?
The second album has to come along. We have something called Money, and it's pretty hard for me to find sometimes. So I have a lot of songs. I just have to go in and record them pretty much.
Yeah, excellent. Yep. So how did you feel? Like, you've got three wee kids, and how did you feel under lockdown? Like, in the COVID lockdown?
Oh, I'm such an extrovert. So it kind of messed with me a bit to not be able to go out and be an extrovert.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, you must be spending this time well making music. I'm like, no, I'm an extrovert, so I need experiences outside of my house to make music, so... Didn't actually write one song.
That's okay. Neither did. Well,
yeah.
I roasted a lot of chickens and watched a lot of Coronation Street and drank a lot of wine.
Yes. Yeah. I drank a lot of lot of wine as well.
Hey, it's good to be in New Zealand right now. Right?
It's so good to be in New Zealand. We are so lucky in our little islands.
Yeah, totally. It's pretty hard work out there overseas, you know. Anyway, thank you. And I'm going to play your fabulous track, which is up for nomination. Go to rdu.org.nz. Please vote for the Magnet Awards. This is Joanna Keno and Breaking Habits.